Hello. Look at you on that ball. Are you? No, you're rocking. I was like, wait a minute. She shouldn't be on the ball. I am so out of it, you guys. Like, I literally just, my son was like, can we please go to walk? I was like, 10 minutes. That's it. And then I came back and I started my freaking period. Anywho, fun. Not that many of you guys are dealing with that. No, I've got my dinner here. I've got my drink. How are you doing, Leanna? I'm going to eat while you talk. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's okay. I'm good. I'm good. I've been wanting to come on for a couple of happy hours, but we're just adjusting to our new life, which is crazy, but it's amazing.
I love it so much. I was working on the Fearless Birth Experience page today. And I have a message from you on the sale, like on the sign up page. And I was like, oh, I need to see how she's doing.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Baby boy is massive, just incredibly. I couldn't believe the birth weight when they announced it at the C-section. I was like, what did you say? He
Tell everybody.
was 10 pounds, 11.8 ounces.
He's a toddler.
I was like, oh my God. He didn't fit newborn nothing. He was right to 0 to 3 month clothes. He's now bursting out of his 3 month onesies, and he's literally not even a month old. I'm just like, another month, he'll be ready for college.
Oh, it's so funny. When babies come out, like over like 9.5 pounds, it's like sometimes so shocking.
I couldn't believe. I was like to the doctor, I was like, so is that just the biggest baby for the day? And she goes, for a couple months. That's a record right now. I was like, geez.
And then you're like, no wonder I was aching so.
Yeah. They kept telling me, they're like, your belly's the size of someone carrying triplets. And I was like, feels good to keep hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Keep it coming.
Thank you. But the
Well,
birth went really well. Honestly, it was everything we could have hoped it would be.
I'm going to turn my camera off and I want you to share your birth, but go back to like your like debating and why you decided her provider, her team did not decide for her scheduled cesarean. She did. So I want her to share that with you guys.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rough decision. We were, I really wanted to do the vaginal birth, and it was really important to us. And after doing the courses and learning about everything and feeling empowered and confident, just it really it want we wanted to go that route, but it was such a hard pregnancy, and we had encountered so many speed bumps. We had multiple uterine fibroids, one of which was degenerating, that put us in the hospital for a day. And then I had the placenta previa, which we were told would not clear and cleared last minute. We had uterine bleeding, placental bleeding. It was just it was nuts. Plus just gestational diabetes. Plus they kept telling me at every ultrasound he was just a big baby, which turns out they were not lying. It just long story short, all the doctors were saying, well, we encourage you to make your own decision. These are the risks. Legally, we're telling you if you want to do a vaginal birth, this is what you could face. If you want to do a cesarean birth, this is the risk you could face with that. So they really kind of presented it to us and made it so that it was our choice. And she was like, very open about it. And, neither of us really felt coerced into a decision we didn't want to be in. But ultimately, we did think it would probably be the safest route for everybody if we did the scheduled C-section. And so, I mean, everything from beginning to end was great. We gave them the birth plan. We got to talk to the anesthesiologist and all the nurses, the baby nurses. We got to talk to everybody and about what we wanted the atmosphere to be in the OR and what we wanted as far as skin to skin, as far as everything from, beginning to end. And they were able to really give us a lot of it. I didn't have my arm strapped down, which was nice. Although I wasn't able to hold him, I was just kind of overwhelmed with everything going on. It was kind of an incredible, scary and amazing all at the same time. But he was perfect, absolutely perfect. And everything about the whole situation was wonderful. Yeah, it was amazing. Recovery's rough.
My son is outside my office window in the front garden, banging on my window. I was like, no, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's pretty much it.
Tell me about the recovery. Like what is going on that's not so great? Or, and I'm turning my video off because I'm eating while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It was hard at the first like week or so, just with walking. Going to the bathroom by myself was hard. Showering by myself was hard. Thank the Lord for a loving husband who's very supportive. But yeah, I remember crying in the recovery room like the next day, just feeling overwhelmed and all the nurses visiting you and the baby nurses and checking his glucose, checking my vitals and not sleeping. And he's crying and I'm healing. And I remember telling her, I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm breaking down. And she's like, honestly, nowhere in this entire hospital do you have major abdominal surgery. And then we give you a life to care for immediately after.
Yay for her. Oh my gosh. I say that all the time. Like there's no other time that a person would have surgery and then be expected to care for anyone else than themselves.
We were just like, and he was crying, I was crying, like we were, the whole room was crying. And I felt guilty. And she was like, do you want me to have the baby brought to the nursery so you guys can get a few hours of sleep? And I felt bad, but I said yes. And honestly, it was probably the best thing we could have done to get ourselves like regrouped. We had 4 hours of sleep. They brought him back at 6:30 and we just kind of picked up and ran with it. And he's been.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with you guys opting. Not many hospitals do that anymore, but sometimes what we'll do, like when I work the night shift, we would just bring the baby to the nurse's station during the
night.
Wow. So if they don't have a nursery, you can, if you're feeling that you need that help, you can still kind of explore it because they may do, especially night shift, they may do something like that, but don't ever feel guilty, any of you guys, because who wouldn't let a qualified someone give you a couple hours of sleep? Like it's nonsense to think otherwise. So
it was good. We had some slight issues in the beginning with latching, with breastfeeding, and you know, all the nurses were super helpful, wanting to help, make sure we had the lactation specialist come see us at least once a day. I got to rent one of the breast pumps at the hospital. I didn't even know that was an option. They sent us home with the one that they brought to my room, which was great. And they helped us order one through our insurance, which cost no money. And they really got us all situated. So we did supplement with formula for, I think, 1.5 days in the hospital, again, just so we could kind of get our feet on the ground. But ever since we got home, he's been strictly breastfed and he's been a dream ever since. It's just been wonderful.
I love it so much because it's so funny. I think you joined my first Fearless Birth experience, didn't you?
Yeah, I fell in love instantly. One of my nurse midwives at my practice recommended you. And I said, oh, I already follow her, but I never actually looked into the courses. And she was like, oh my God, she's incredible.
Oh, I love it. That makes me feel good because I was thinking they all hate me.
Our practice is a big fan.
That's good to know. I was
up here in New Jersey, we're fans.
I told my husband because in 2020 is when I launched the first birth course. And it just took off and it took over my life. And I was like, okay, because I, you know, obviously the part of connecting with you guys is so important to me. And I took a break from bedside nursing thinking, you know, it'll settle down a little. And so I've told my husband, I'm like, there's a part of me that wants to go back to work, but I don't know if anybody will hire me at this point because I speak such smack about providers.
But you're honest. I don't think it's necessarily negative. It's just honesty. I feel like more people need that transparency these days.
And that's the truth in all areas of life. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me go over here to Olivia. Olivia, tell us how you are. How are you doing? I always go with my new mamas first. That way, if you guys have to get off, and
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're good. Honestly, I just feel really thankful that everything ended up fine. I was diagnosed with acute severe preeclampsia and HELP syndrome at my, well, we went to our 38 week appointment. That morning I packed the car, just like thinking, you know, I feel like I'm 38 weeks, might as well just have the car packed just in case, like Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Well, that turned out good.
Right. So we got to the appointment. My blood pressure was 140 over 90. And they had said, like, even though it's been fine at home, like, no, we're going to send you to the PET unit. Just see what's what. The PET unit was like, yeah, we're going to induce you. And then they found that my blood levels were just like out of whack. Platelets were dropping. At the doctor, I didn't have protein in my urine, but I guess by the time I got there, there was. I started laboring on my own, which I'm thankful for. I got to 4 centimeters on my own, and then they had to give Pitocin. So I feel really grateful that, you know, everything with the birth course, I kind of knew how to advocate for myself, even though there was a lot of stuff that was just completely out of my control. You know, I had to kind of give everything to the doctors. And they were amazing. I feel like I really felt like I needed an epidural, and I feel really grateful that I did. I still had contractions. I still felt everything in terms of having a hot spot. So I feel like I did do like the natural birth.
Yeah.
Somehow after 28 hours of labor, I delivered vaginally. I think they just didn't want to do a C-section at that point because my platelets were so low, I guess.
Yeah.
But I feel really grateful. Baby was healthy as a horse after delivery. I was a mess, but I'm like, I don't want to say completely back to normal, but pretty much blood pressure has leveled and, you know, the placenta was delivered. So I pretty much bounced back. So she's beautiful and sweet and just really, really, really happy.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's a lot to deal with all of a sudden.
It was. And for somebody who's a planner and somebody who was really nervous about the process, like, it was kind of like, all right, I'm just going to give this up to the powers that be, like, okay, this is happening. Let's do this. I'm going to meet my baby. So I actually I saw one of my high school students, one of my high school friends that I used to go to school with. She was actually in the PET unit. So that was like a really reassuring thing to just see a familiar face and be like, you're a med student here? What's going on?
Nice.
So I think it was just, everything was kind of meant to be the way that it was. Not like we would have chosen this birth story, but there were really beautiful moments during that very time, kind of similar to, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I love that. And that's the thing that, like, I want all of you guys, you know, I talk to my VBAC mamas a lot about that because they come in, you know, really wanting to have a vaginal delivery, really wanting to get their VBAC. And I cannot guarantee that any of you guys are going to get this picture perfect vaginal delivery. But what I can say is that a couple things, because there may be things that happen that cause you like some trauma or, you know, cause you to pause. But for the most part, if you've taken our birth courses, you will have a sense of what's happening to you, and you will feel a part of the decision-making process. That is the most important thing, because it is the most traumatic. If these two girls had gone through what they went through without having any knowledge and no support. So some of you guys on here are members in the membership, but not students. Our students get what we call the labor bat signal. So you guys, if you're in the birth courses, you can send us at 37 weeks, send us a group DM to me and Taylor McKay, our team doula, and you have us available too. Now, it's not guaranteed, you know, if it's 2 a.m. and we're in bed, we may not respond. But if we know something's going on, like we'll go, I mean, Leanna can tell you, we'll go above and beyond to make sure that your needs get met and that you feel supported. So it's, I just, having that education, having that support, having that power in the birth room really makes all the difference. Not the exact birth story you get. Like, you want it to go a certain way, obviously, but that's not the whole part of the picture. So we're really proud of you guys, those sweet little babies.
I feel so thankful, honestly, like when they were saying, oh, we're going to do the Foley catheter. Like, I knew what that was. I didn't end up needing it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're so glad you're a part of our community and super proud of you, both of you guys. Leanna, I wanted to ask you, have you been wearing a binder? Oh, what'd you do?
Sorry, I clicked the wrong button. So the hospital, I asked for one, the hospital gave me one. I tried putting it on and I felt like because of the incision, I was so afraid. It just felt like it was like pushing all my organs down instead of just holding it all together. So I thought maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Or maybe it's the wrong size. Do you remember, also you can take like a maxi pad and put that over your incision to pad the incision as well.
Okay. I did that in my I took so many supplies home from the hospital. Biggest tip, yes. Someone told me every time the nurses brought me supplies, I put like half in my bag and told them I needed more like later in the day.
Anything that's consumable, y'all, you can bring it home.
But I also had bought another belly binder that I liked a lot more from Belly Bandit. And so I've been going back and forth between them, depending on what outfit I wear, which I mean, these days is basically just like underwear and a nursing tank top.
Yeah.
But it helps.
All right. I'm going to have another baby.
It definitely helps to feel really secure and kind of hold everything together.
Yeah. It makes a lot of difference you can wear it over your nursing tank instead of under. That's what I always recommend. To put a tank under it. That way it doesn't bother your skin. And then put a maxi pad over your incision. All right, let's see. Deborah, how are you? Let me see if there's any, let me make sure. Nope, there's no postpartum mamas. Deborah, how are you? I see Mariana's on here and she's 30 weeks as well.
I'm doing good. I'm in the car, so it's dark.
You're not driving, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
I tried it.
Making sure that you're safe.
So I had my 30-week appointment today. Everything's good. Baby's fine. They're still saying he's measuring 2 weeks ahead, though.
Well, that's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. But everything's good.
Good. You have any questions or any concerns or anything while you got me on here?
My thing is...
Uh-oh. Why is this always happening? You're cutting out.
No.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. I'm not far from you. I'm in Birmingham, but my dad is like a huge, it's like the big hospital here.
Okay.
And they don't explain anything. They don't says anything. She always is just like, oh, well, is there anything you want to talk about? Like, there's never, and I was telling someone, I'm like, I'm a first-time mom. Like, you would think that they would have way more information, and had it not been for finding this class, I would have no clue what I was doing.
Yeah, no, they don't offer up anything. And you know, it's funny because I was doing a podcast recording, like I've always known that, but I guess I've never just asked a provider why. But they bill each of your appointments based on whatever it is that they're gonna, that for that appointment. And if they have to bill for other topics, I'm like, what kind of bullshit is that? Because they get paid no matter what. They can't talk about other stuff. Like if it were me, I would literally have an agenda of what, like, of course I would want you educated. Most providers are like iffy about that, you know, they like it to a point. But yeah, it's weird. It's really weird because to me, like, and you know, obviously you guys get real talk here. A lot of labor nurses, like not as many, but there is a group of like kind of old school nurses that would rather you just not know anything so that they can get you to do what they want. Olivia is shaking her head. Did you have that experience?
So I feel really lucky. I had a lot of nurses that were really like, I had said, you know, I think I know I want the epidural. And I feel like they actually helped advocate for me and be like, we need to get her the epidural before her platelets drop too low for that.
Yeah.
But in my recovery, like recovery was something. I mostly had nurses that were really helpful, but I had one nurse ratchet that just was old school. And I had asked for an ice pack or the dermaplast spray. And it was just like, after I asked that, she just was so frustrated. Granted, I was bedridden because I was on magnesium. So when I had to pee, I had to pee like every 20 minutes because
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but that's her job.
Frustrated, but yeah.
She's getting paid by the hour. Like that never makes sense to me. Like, you know, I did travel nursing. So, I mean, I made good money as a travel nurse and I would listen to some of these travel nurses like complaining and I'm like, you're getting paid by the hour. Like I would rather be busy and spending time with my patients. Like that makes no sense to me. Like, so what if she has to come in there? Like, you know, it's what we chose to do, you know?
Yeah. Like, it was an interesting, and I swear, I was like, maybe I'm just being sensitive and hormonal. And my husband by the end of the day was like, yeah, no, she was definitely like not happy that you kind of knew what the best way, you know, from the videos and everything that you watch, it was like, yeah, this is better for my healing.
Yeah. Well, and there is that set of people who just would rather that it stay the way it was, where our role is the, you know, like our word is God's word, you know, and you do it because we are so far above you, you know, like, and that it's just ridiculous. Like that, and even like, I want to key into what you said about feeling like, well, maybe I'm emotional. Well, so what? Even if that is the case, that's what she's there to support you for. She's supposed to be a part of that, of nurturing you and ushering you through that experience.
Yeah. So, she asked me why I was crying when I was having just like one of those emotional meltdowns where I was like, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah. No, that doesn't even make sense. Like she should know well enough.
But then the next nurse came in for the shift and she was just like one of those like, oh, let's try the heating pad now. Let's do this. And I was like, thank God. Yeah. So I'm really grateful that I had a really good experience with the L&D stuff.
Yeah. And it's funny because taking those extra steps to like meet your patient's needs really goes a lot farther as far as having more work to do. Because like, it's almost like they want to avoid doing those extra things, but really doing those things calms the patient, calms the environment, brings relief, and leads to less busy work, if you will, because we are responsible for your emotional well-being as well, you know. So anyway, I apologize for all the labor and postpartum nurses out there, for those few nurses who need to retire. It's ridiculous. Anyway, back to Deborah. Sorry, Deborah. Were you done? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys, if your provider is rushing you or you feel like they're not, this is why, like, I even have, you know, the provider interview questions. Even if you have your provider, you can go through them. I've told other students that you can go through them. And if you're a member and you're not a student, I can add some of these things to the membership. We're in the process of moving them, like some of the freebie downloads into the membership. But you can go through the interview questions and highlight them and put what appointment you want to talk about them. I always recommend to my students that you ask them early on. That way, if your provider is like, oh, we don't need to talk about that, that's a huge red flag. If they don't want to address it, if they want to wait to the end of your pregnancy, because guess what? What if you don't like their answer and now you're 39 weeks and you find out that they absolutely won't let you push in any other position but lithotomy? Not that they can make you, because they can't. So if you find yourself in that spot, it's okay. I can help you with that. But who needs extra negativity during their birth? Nobody, you know? So you want to have those questions, especially the really important ones. So star the ones that really mean a lot to you and address those as early as possible so that you know, like, kind of what their stance are. I'm trying to see, is it Therese? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't wear my glasses as much as I should.
That's okay. Yeah, this is my first time on here. So thanks for doing this. I did the Fearless Birth in July, but I was only like 8 weeks. And then I signed up for the course. And I haven't started diving in yet, but that's on my agenda to kind of get going since I'm halfway.
Girl, that's all right.
Yeah. But so far, so good. I'm working with a midwife and using a birthing center. So I agree that there's not as much information provided. It's more of like, what do you have to talk about this time? But I do feel pretty supported, and it feels like, you know, what I'm hoping for and what I would like is, you know, what they have to offer. So that's exciting. And I just started feeling baby move like this last week. So that's always really cool. And yeah,
that's amazing feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, and I do want to say, in their defense, they have a lot that they're doing. So to even expect that you're going to get the full scope of education from your provider really is, you know, it's outside of their ability. So, but I do agree that they should have some key points to talk to you about at some points in your pregnancy. But where do you live?
I'm in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, in Durango. And I feel like, you know, it's 22 weeks. So, I kind of dove deep. Like I, you know, when I first found out, I was like following every single Instagram page I could find and downloading every podcast I could find and finding every book I could find. So I feel like I have a lot of information and I've done lots of research. So I'm just excited to like add to that knowledge with your course too, and kind of tie it all together. So.
Well, we're super happy to have you here, and not to toot my own horn, but I do know that the level of support and the community that we give, no one else does. I'm very good friends with a lot of the other, you know, bigger birth course and educators, and they all think I'm crazy. So I love it though. And for me, because I'm not bedside, and the other nurses I worked with thought I was crazy. Like, I can't tell you how many times they're like, you're in the room the whole shift. Well, yes, I like it. But you know, like that, the part of, for me is connecting with you guys, and you can do the birth courses that we offer and have a really amazing birth. But if you combine it with the support community, you can't beat it. You really can't, because even reading and hearing this, that, and the other, being able to come here and hear, you know, Olivia say, well, this is practically how I did that. And Leanna, this is practically how I did it. Or, you know, B comes on and she's like, oh my gosh, my provider said this. And then all the other girls, you know, come in and then she says how she handled it. And Brooke says how she handled it. So then if that situation arises for you or something similar, you have this database to pull on that you wouldn't have just by taking the module, just by listening to the module, you know, because I can't explain it all in the course. So
yeah,
that's going to really pull together all of those things and the, you know, the books. What has been your favorite book that you've read?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I read Expecting Better by Emily Oster, and I just liked some of the data in there. And then I've read, I don't even remember the name, but it was like about mindfulness and pregnancy, and it had a lot of like positive birth stories. I like stuff like that. So yeah, a handful of stuff, but I definitely am intending to be more present on the Wednesday night. I just haven't had it in my schedule until now, but now I do. So you'll see me around, and thank you for offering this.
Oh, you're welcome. What did you say the name of that book is? Cause I haven't heard of that one.
Expecting Better.
I'm going to write that down because I like the title a lot.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is Babies Are Not Pizzas. I think that's what it's called. Babies are pizzas. Okay. They're born, not delivered.
Okay. Yeah, this one's cool because she is like a data researcher. So she just tells you like the straight information and then you can kind of make your own opinion of what you want to do. And
yeah,
I like that. So
yeah, that sounds cool. I'll have to check it out. Well, thank you for coming. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, Mariana, how are you?
Hi, good. Nice to meet you all and partake in this experience. Yeah.
You too. I know. I feel like I know your name because I've seen it so much this week.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you and what brings you here.
So this is my first. I'm about 30 weeks and I'm in New York. And I think what first inspired me to formally take the step towards the course was a little bit similar to what was said earlier by, I think, Diana. My provider, I kind of just found someone and wanted to get started right away as soon as I knew I was pregnant, and didn't perhaps take as much time as I should have in like really finding the right fit. I'm comfortable with her, but I feel that I'm waiting in the waiting room a majority of the time. And then my actual time with her is 5 to 10 minutes, if any. And it's not usually an initiated conversation from her. It's usually more of a, what questions am I bringing to the visit? So I feel like I'm missing information a lot of the time, or she'll be very relaxed about things that to me, being a first-time mom, are just feel overwhelming. Like my iron count, for example, is really, really low. And so I just started taking vitamin supplements in addition to my prenatal vitamins, like on my own initiative, but not because she necessarily encouraged me to do so.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything just feels pretty rushed. And so I found this community and it felt like a genuine community that was really informative versus like Westchester suburban New York, $3,000 for a doula for like 4 weeks. So it was really hard to find support systems that were like financially within my budget, but then also actually giving me information and knowledge to be my own advocate. So I really like that about this group.
Yeah, that's definitely our main goal, is to change the birth culture altogether. And that's kind of why I opened up the membership to other moms. I mean, obviously, I 100% say you need to take the birth course at some point, because that's where it's going to, you know, fill in all the gaps. But that's exactly what we want. We want to do that. And like, it's such a shame when it comes to your providers, because I don't know if you guys are like me, but it's such a personal, intimate experience. And you want to feel this connection with your provider and this, like, I don't know, you just don't want it to be this sterile, like, this is just another moment in my day and my business and my work type situation. And I know that's not always feasible with all providers, but, you know, like, cause I've had a lot of babies myself, and I've had it both ways where it's very like cut and dry. You're just a check mark on my day. And then I've had it where I've had a midwife who like genuinely cared about my experience. So it seems like such a weird line of work to get into if like you don't have time to care. You know, just because it's no matter what, it's a life-changing experience for us, you know, as women and our families. But well, welcome. We're super happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really well. I feel like I haven't been to one of these, and I know I missed the postpartum hangout last week, I think it was.
Yeah, we have another one next week. So for those of you guys who don't know, we've started the postpartum hangout. You guys are welcome to still come to this one. It's not a problem, or come to both. But they're right now, they're every other week. But yeah, so we've got another one next week. And Rebecca, who I'll introduce in a second, informed me that I accidentally scheduled one on Thanksgiving, which we are not going to be doing. But
yeah, so yeah, I just thought I'd pop in because I'm like, oh, shoot, I wonder if there's one today at this time. So I just went through and I looked and I found it. So I just thought I'd pop in and see how everybody is doing. And I knew there were new people on, so.
Yeah. And there's not that many people on tonight. I'm really shocked. I figured there'd be a lot more. The nighttime one is usually stacked. So tell us how you're doing.
I'm doing really well. Yeah. I mean, I think I went to work. I went back to work. I only had 3 weeks off and I work from home, but I thought, okay, it's just going to be easy. And, yeah, the first 2 weeks were actually like just a struggle to get anything done. And I still find like times that are like, or I have days where, like, where I'm like, I'm barely sending any emails. So yeah, I've been working a lot of nights and.
That must be wearing you out emotionally and mentally.
Yeah. Every now and then I get really tired and I'm just like, okay. And luckily I'm on salary now, so I can sleep until like 10 if he does.
Yeah,
which he does sometimes, like today and yesterday he did, so that helps. But yeah, it's like every night for the last month I've been staying up to like 1 to 3
working. Golly, yeah. Girl, I don't even know how you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out that balance. I'm in my mind I'm like, it's probably gonna be this way at least for a year. So
wow, well, I think there's probably some changes you can make. For sure. And I'm really excited about some of the things we have going on inside the membership. For those of you guys who haven't been on, like I'm assuming you haven't because you've not been getting sleep. So of course you have not. Anyone who purchased the course prior to last month, like mid-month, you guys are grandfathered into the membership from here on. Well, from mid last month on, we've changed it to where you join the birth course, you get 30 days free, and then it's $19.97 a month. We kind of had to do that because we have so many experts coming in. We have so much that we just had to do something a little bit different. And I'm going to introduce Rebecca in a second. Rebecca is now our team. Let's see if I can get it right, Rebecca. She is our team perinatal health and life coach. Is that right? Yes. And she's going to be doing a lot of stuff for mindset. And even I was thinking about you, Steph, when you're talking, like just some little changes you can do. And she's also one of my VBAC Lab students who's been with me for a long time and a new mama. So she's in the throes with you guys. Yeah. But I think she'll probably have some good, you know, just small baby steps you can take so that making sure that you're, you know, practicing some self-care and some, you know, mindset strategies so that you stay on top of that and you don't end up being really worn out and bogged down emotionally.
Yeah. Cause I mean, yeah, most of the time I can wash my face morning and night, at least. I try to shower every other day and like, but yesterday I'm like, oh my God, I need a today. So yeah. Gross.
Yeah. Well, that is a lot. I can't believe you had to go back to work so soon. Holy smokes.
Yes. Yeah, apply for, I think it's EDD or like disability or whatever it is, paid family leave or.
Yeah.
And I just used my vacation that I had available. So, and sick pay.
Where are you at? What state are you in?
California.
I knew you had to be in the States because that wouldn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah. So I think it was 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I can't remember, but it was short. It went by so fast.
Yeah. My neighbor, she had her baby. I literally, Rebecca, I don't know if you were on the happy hour. I feel like it was a VBAC happy hour. I was sitting at my table and I saw my new neighbor come out with a big old belly. So you bet your bottom dollar I ran out there. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she actually followed me already. And we got to talking and I gave her my number. She was 36 weeks. And I was on happy hour. And she texted me and said she was having some cramping. And then after happy hour, I messaged her and I said, you know, tell me like what the cramping's like and how often is it coming, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I'm on my way to the hospital. I was crying and throwing up. I was like, oh, shoot. And she had the baby like an hour and a half later. It was her third or fourth. Yeah. But she went back to work at 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I really thought like working going to be like no big deal, but it's not, it's no different. Yeah, you just woke up.
Well, and she's working outside of the home. She does events like here in Nashville, and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know. Anyway, well, thank you for sharing, and make sure that you come to the postpartum happy hour as well. I think you'll really like it. And we've got a lot of events we've been adding for November. I've been working on that today. So I've got a couple more to add. We've got a pediatrician coming that's going to answer all your questions about cold and flu season and babies in the winter. We've got Rebecca is doing something. I'll let her kind of talk about that in a second. And then we've got Taylor. We got her certified as an infant massage instructor. So she's doing an infant massage class that, I think on the 22nd. We've got a mindset coach that's coming in and talking about mom rage during postpartum and other times. So I'm super excited about that one. We've got a lot planned for November though. You know, some months we'll have a lot more workshops and then other months, like December probably won't be as many, but I'm going to do one all about third trimester planning. I think the beginning of December. I was going to do it in November, but the month is getting so stacked that I figured we should push it into December. But Rebecca, I'll come to you in just a second. Let me get to these other moms. B, how are you? Did you end up talking to your provider?
I did. I talked to her, but I also ended up doing another thing, which is I ended up getting the infusions. It made somewhat of a difference, but I just got like my first iron infusion, I want to say last Friday.
Okay.
So like this week is like my first week actually, you know, in it, I guess. And I heard it takes maybe like a week or two for it actually really does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the day after I immediately felt a lot more energy. But then like this week, I'm just like, but also I'm not third trimester. So I feel like it's also just going to be what it is too. But I didn't realize how dead I was before the iron infusion. Like, I don't know how I was functioning. I don't know how I've been functioning the past 34th. I have no idea. I mean, I was still trying to work out from home, work all day. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I was clearly a walking zombie. Like that's how I feel now with the increase in my energy.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear though that, because you don't want to go into delivery like that for sure.
Trish, I don't know. I would have been delivering myself. I don't know what I would have been doing in that room, like with no energy yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just hoping that like it stays like this, because I feel like this I can somewhat manage a whole lot more.
Are you having another infusion?
Yeah, they have me set for two more.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you're going to feel significantly better.
Yeah. So, but I'm still like eating and I'm still doing my best to like take my my iron pills too. So I'm still trying to, you know, watch my diet, make sure I'm getting more like, you know, red, lean. I think you sent me a list like, you know, lean red meats, beans, stuff like that. And then still taking my iron supplements. Just to help out with that, because like I said, I am anemic. So I know like after these infusions last for X amount of months, like I'm going to go back to what I was if I don't do something.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah. And then I had like, what was it? My 34 week appointment last week with my, because I'm delivering at a hospital, but they have a midwifery branch or whatever. Yeah. So I'm living with the midwives and like a few. Okay. So I have a few things, Trish, but I'm gonna try to make it short. But y'all getting, because I rarely ever get on here.
No,
and I'm at work too. I don't know if y'all can see, but like I'm still at my job. So okay, but So the first thing is I met with her. So there's six of them, and I've only met like three. And they went ahead and scheduled me out for like the next few weeks because my baby's due December 6th. And okay. So they went ahead and like pre-scheduled me for all of them. And I don't meet with any other midwives, like any new midwives, from what they're showing me, like before baby gets here. And yeah. I'm nervous that I'm going to end up delivering with somebody I never met before.
How many and other so, ones are there?
So there's like, I think there's a total of six and I've only met three.
Okay. But and maybe so, they do that on purpose to rotate. So then they'll be the ones to do one of them. I would ask.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out, like what to do. Like if I should, like, well, of course, do what you said. Just like ask them like, hey, are y'all doing this? Because typically one of these folks that you're having me routinely meet with is probably going to be the one that delivers my baby. Or is this just because I can only do Fridays and this is who y'all got scheduled for a Friday?
Yeah, that might also be the case as well.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. And then I luckily like met the third, like a new one yesterday. She wasn't set to meet with me, but she just so happened to come in because she was the nurse on call. I mean, not the nurse on call, the midwife on call, and the other midwife was backed up or something or whatever. But her energy, I was like, she just came in hot, y'all. She came in hot. She was like, so how did y'all meet? Because my boyfriend was in there. So how did y'all meet? So where do you work? So, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's your name? And why are you interested in midwifery? Like, I need, you gotta make me feel comfortable before I just start telling you all of this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at Michael because sometimes I'm self-conscious, like, okay, am I being extra? Like, am I just being rubbed the wrong way because I'm pregnant and I'm just naturally rubbed the wrong way easily? Or is this something else? And he was like, nah, babe, she was coming in hot. I'm like, yeah. So I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, I hope don't nobody else kind of give me the ickies, you know? Like, I don't know. Cause I'm already really, really nervous. Like, I don't know, Trish, it's like I've been taking the classes, I've been reading my books, but it's like in this last few weeks, I've just been feeling like, it's almost like you study all night for a test and you take the test and you're like, I don't remember shit.
Test anxiety, yeah.
Like, I don't know nothing. Like, that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like, I know I've been reading, I know I've been preparing myself, I know I've been doing all these things, but being so close to the end, I'm just getting like a rush of anxiety. Like, okay, well,
are you coming to the next Fearless Birth experience? I really recommend
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Because
I love some of the topics you have. And I'm like, okay, maybe this will help calm me down.
And even though it's all in the birth course, when I teach live, I get on a roll. So we can get you guys really excited and like really revamped. And that'll be like, you know, right before, because it ends on the 18th. So that's 2 weeks, you know, from your delivery.
I think that's what I need, because I'm super anxious all over again. And I think my main form of anxiety is just really birthing in this hospital.
Yeah.
Like that's really it, because I'm like, and I even brought this to my midwife. I was like, what if I don't like some, cause you know, you've empowered us to be like, you don't like their energy. They're giving you the wrong vibe. They're da 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 da. You can politely tell them to leave. And then the midwife, she was just like, well, I mean, you can do that. I mean, like, they'll leave the room, but you're going to also have to know how to get in your head and block it out and, you know, not be irritated by if a nurse comes in, is typing on the computer. Like, you're going to have to, it's also going to have to be dependent on you. And I'm just like,
I'm going to talk about some of that. So I was going to tell you, like, I was starting to say, like, I want you to start examining, like, what are you saying to yourself when you start getting that way? Like, and this is why I've brought Rebecca onto our team, because I tell her all the time, she sounds just like my husband. This is something my husband would say to me. Like, if I'm like, babe, I'm really feeling anxious, blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay, so let's stop. Like, what are you saying to yourself right now? What's going on inside of you? So I would encourage you to start writing some of those things down. Like, what about this hospital makes you feel that way? Because we can empower you so that no matter where you give birth, you're the queen. And I will say, she, in a way, she's right. Yeah. If she's typing on the keyboard, you will have to block some of those like normal little irritants. However, if she comes in and she nurtures you and she makes you feel empowered and you have a connection with her, then you're not going to be as irritated as if Nurse Ratchet is typing away on the keyboard. So I think there's a twofold to that. So I do think some mindset strategies will really be important. And I think just going back to the basics of what I've taught you guys, to what are you saying to yourself? Because what we have going on in here, what we think we end up believing and what we believe we act on. So you've got to find, where can you disconnect? Where can you break that pattern? And what are you saying to, like, so really sit down with yourself and be like, okay, what am I really afraid of? And write it all down and then bring some of those things so we can walk through them with you. Because I can promise you that, yes, like, we can get rid of annoying staff or, you know, annoying might be a little too much, but staff who are condescending or who are not supporting you, who are making you feel a certain negative way. But even better, how can we get you and Michael into a bubble where you feel empowered and no one else can penetrate that bubble, you know?
Yeah, that's what I need, Trish. Give me the key to the bubble. That's what we need. We need the bubble right now. Cause I'm telling you, I'm like, do we know enough? Are we going to be as articulate as Trish when they say these things that I don't agree with? Is my brain going to be foggy and I ain't going to remember it? And then I'm be mad because I'm end up in the sea. You know, I'm just like, well, don't y'all see the real? I know I ain't the only one that does this crazy reeling thing in my head.
No, it's totally normal.
Yeah. I'm like, and then I'm going to be in a C-section crying because I didn't know what to say and how to say it.
Can really say that that's not going to happen to you.
Yeah.
I can already tell by your personality that's not going
to happen. Yeah, I mean, I can definitely be spicy. Don't get it wrong. Yeah. But I'm just good. Like, I'm also like, this is my first time. And like you said, what you don't know, you don't know. And that's why I'm trying to do my best to educate myself. But I think like we were just talking about, like getting closer to the end, I'm just like, huh? Like, what did I learn again? Like,
so here's what I want to say to you. And this is coming from someone who sells a birth course. The education is so important, but there's a reason it's so important. It's so important so that you don't get in your way of your own body. If you can understand what's happening inside of you and around you, then you're going to be able to relax and let your body do its thing, because your body really doesn't need all the other stuff. Doesn't need me, doesn't need the birth course, doesn't need the doctor, doesn't need the nurse, none of it. It needs you to believe in it and to understand what it's doing so you can lean into it and work with it. And then it needs you to be able, and someone on your team, because remember what I said, once you guys are in active labor, you don't have any business trying to advocate. That's someone else's job at that point. You're just laboring, period. So that's where Michael will jump in and be able to say, oh, wait, hold up. And at least know enough to stop the tide. You know, that's why it's so important for your partners or your team to be as educated as you are. You know, and empowered to speak up and to ask, you know, if you don't understand something, to be able to ask questions to get to an informed decision-making place, you know, but you've got this, I promise. And I know, Rebecca, you're doing a workshop this month. I can't remember what, I know it's something.
Well, this month I'm going to do one called More Than Moms. So it's about owning your role as mom without losing your identity. And so we're going to talk about, I have mom brain right now, but
she's a new mom too.
We're going to talk about basically the three reasons why we tend to lose ourselves when we become a mom. I have personal experience with this, and so I would like to prevent that from happening to anyone else. We're going to talk about like the biggest mistake also that we make in trying to avoid this happening, and then some things that we can do to make sure that we own our identity and maintain who we are and still be an awesome mom. And I want to, you know, I have something to say on like everyone, and I can't, so I'll be real quick. The first thing that came to mind, B, is to breathe. You've got to breathe. And what Trish said about figuring out like what are you saying to yourself? Take that one step further. After you kind of get out of your mind, your fears, then write down what it is that you want and start visualizing that. Because there is, you know, some manifestation that can happen and very powerful visualizations that can happen if you focus more on what you want versus what you don't want. And I would review the labor, the stages of labor. Like, that was very helpful. Like she said, like the education, because like once you really know what's going on in your body and just trust your body, because your body does know exactly what to do. And it's nerve-wracking, it's understandable, and it's okay to have those fears and those thoughts that go to very dark places sometimes. You can't really control the thoughts, but you can control what you do with those thoughts and how you, which one of those thoughts you actually become a belief, you know? So yeah, you've got this. I would just trust. She does not like when I talk,
She does this every single time.
I know.
So I was like, she don't want me to get these nuggets, babe.
Well, there's one
trying to write down the chance.
Oh, she was throwing a fit that I couldn't even stay on. I was like, oh my gosh, she won't. It's okay. Or do you want to say hi? Oh, do you want to hear? Let's turn around. Oh, say hi. Say hi. Okay.
She should know my voice for her.
Yeah, you hear Trish? She was in my head when I was delivering. But then also like a quick little tip about the iron too. Spinach is super high in iron. And so if you're able to get that into like a smoothie or some eggs or just like a spinach salad or something, that can also help. In addition to whatever the doctor is telling you to do and supplements that you want to take, but spinach is super high in iron as well. And, I think Steph, to get in the group and also like, if you have questions about anything, ask it in the group. So, pregnancy, postpartum, or baby, and there's the, I think, community section, you can ask questions. And I will answer whatever I can. If I know it, I'll answer it. If I don't know it, I will find an answer for you. If you have any like specific things, but Steph, one thing I would think about is how you're able to prioritize sleep. I know it's hard.
I think Steph got off.
Okay. Well,
yeah, tag her in a post.
Yeah. I'll just, tag her or something, but
yeah.
That's me. I always am like, I get my mind just goes elsewhere when I have her right here, but now she's like looking at the monitor and she sees me.
There you go.
Like,
ooh. All right, well, let me check in with some of these other mamas. And Mariana, I saw that you asked about her OB. I think her OB told her that she needs to have the infusions. They'll let you know when you should. But for sure, if you go into the one thing that I love about Calm Mama Society, you can go to the search and put in like a topic and it'll share, like you can see any resources, anytime we've talked about it, and you can find that list of foods. And like Rebecca said, any green leafy vegetables, spinach, all of those are great for low iron. So, I mean, it's always good if we can go back to whole foods. That's always the best thing for us. All right, let me move to Dana. Is it Dana or Dana? Make sure I'm saying it right. And while we're waiting for her, let's see if she's able. Oh, she's listening at work. Girl, we always have somebody that's listening. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. I want to tell you guys really quick, as we're revamping the community, make sure you guys check it out. And I did a new thing that I'm super happy about. I recreated the onboarding because I know it was confusing to all of us. And now that we all kind of have our finger on it, I created an onboarding course. I really recommend it. It'll probably take you guys 15 minutes altogether. It's in the welcome space and it says start here. And if you go through it, like I just break down the different avenues in the community. And I think that would be really helpful, even if you've been in it for a while, because there's some different, because they've been rolling out new features. Rebecca, I think, was probably on one of my first lives. They now have where you can go live as a group. They still, you know, some happy hours, I have 50 moms on and some I have 10 on. I never know. So until they will allow over 100, I'm doing them on Zoom. So once they roll out a bigger amount, then we'll do it there because I never know who's going to show up. And I don't want someone to not be allowed in because we can only have a certain amount. But yeah, so we have a lot of stuff going on, but go through that onboarding. It won't take you long at all. You can listen to it or watch the videos. And I actually walk through, like, it's really funny because I created a test account and like I was doing different things and I had to delete it real quick before Taylor would reply to it. So yeah, so watch that and you can see kind of what's going on. Let me see who else is. Gosh, I always do this. I can't ever remember if it's Tanya or Tania, or I am so horrible with names. Like if you guys told me your birth date or your phone number, I would never forget it. But names, never.
It's fine. You can say it however, Tania, it doesn't really.
As long as you know who I'm talking about, but I really like to remember how to say it properly.
Well, thank you. Well, doing fine. I made it tonight, 39 weeks.
Woohoo!
Baby, it's doing great. I'm also doing good. And just basically waiting for whenever she wants to get out of here.
Well, that's a good plan.
Yep. And my doctor, I've been talking to her about going into spontaneous labor and going unmedicated, and she seems to be supportive about it. So I'm kind of happy about that. And so I'm just waiting.
happy to see you. Do you have your labor bat signal going?
Yes, I already created, but
I thought so. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's updated in there.
Yeah, it's really nice to listen to all of you guys' stories and everything and being in the community. It's really nice to just, I don't participate a lot, but I listening to all of you guys is really comforting because it feels like I'm not alone in this process. So thank you for all of the community and everything.
You're so welcome, but get in the community and participate. We want to hear from you. Every one of you guys brings something so valuable to the table. And just remember when you're sitting at home and you have these fears erupt or whatever it is that you're facing, or you go to the doctors and you're like, what the hell was that? Post it in the community so we can come in and respond to it, because you never know like who it's going to help or how it's going to help you. So I really recommend, we did create in the community space, we created the featured. So if it's not like technically, you know, postpartum or pregnancy, or you want more people to see it, put it in the featured. It's kind of going to be like the main feed. And also that's where Taylor's going to do a lot of engagement. So she's going to get in there and ask you guys like questions. And if you have a labor bat signal going, if you're a student, you have a labor bat signal going, she's going to ask you, is it okay if I let the girls know that you're in labor so we can cheer you on? Because a lot of times what happens is you guys come to happy hour, we know you're in labor. And then the other moms are like, you know, where is Kelsey? Where is Dana? Like, where is everybody? And so we love to be able to, if you guys don't mind, we like to update and let everyone know what's going on. So we're happy to see you. Keep us posted. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Oops, sorry. My phone died, so I had to get back on. So
it's just me. Okay. Well, I think that Rebecca was starting to say something to you. She's back.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was like, bummer. I was missing what she was saying, but I know, will there be email links or like.
Yeah. And you can listen to the recording. I am so sorry that the recordings have kind of got, I didn't realize. So one of my assistants has had the flu. And So I didn't realize that she didn't update the last 2 weeks. So we've got that in the process, but that'll be in there soon.
Okay, cool.
But yeah. So you can.
I'll look out for those. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Melody, how are you?
Good. Sorry, I'm eating dinner.
Me too. Mine's just sitting here.
I'm doing pretty well. But 38 and 4. So any day I would be happy. But my first was late, so I'm trying to not get my hopes up.
Yeah, it's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I would say the interesting part lately is like my hormones have been going a little crazy, I feel like, which I noticed happened on my first, but I also stopped breastfeeding my first about a week and a half ago.
Oh my God, that's so emotional too.
Yeah.
I still could cry thinking about the last time I breastfed each of mine.
Yeah, so I think that was the added combo of a lot of emotions last week. And when my hormones go crazy, my blood pressure tends to rise a little bit. So it was like starting to rise slightly last week, still under 140 over 90, but it made me nervous. So I had like backup blood pressure meds that they have me have just in case. So I took like half a dose, and then I talked to the doctor, and she's like, you can keep taking half a pill right now if you want, and just keep monitoring at home. And my blood pressure has been good at home. So
good. Where are you at?
In California.
Wow. Your doctor's laid back.
It's, I don't know if my normal OB would, but she's on vacation. And the OB that's covering her seems a lot more
relaxed. Where are you at exactly? Because I've worked all over.
In Lancaster.
Oh, not there though. I have not worked there. Where is that at?
So it's like north of LA in the Antelope. There's only basically one hospital to deliver at. So you're sort of stuck there, or it's an hour plus drive.
I'm trying to like picture, like, is it near the coast or inland?
It's inland. It's like high desert area.
Oh.
So it's like, it's the top part of LA County.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot. Yes. That was fun, hot summer.
Yeah. I always, when I've worked in the LA area, I've always worked over in Torrance or Long Beach or Harbor City, that area.
Yeah, that's where
okay. So we would be freezing. And then of course, you know, I fly into LA every other, well, it was every year for the shop. That's where I go to get all my fabric, and I walk around the fabric district, and I swear to goodness, it feels like you could die from the heat. Yeah. I can't even, it's so hot.
Yep.
And I'm just like, how is this California? Cause I'm so used to the coastal.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a separate country. Well, we're happy to see you. Keep us posted. Do you have, you don't have your labor bat signal going, do you?
I do. I created it, I think, last week.
Oh, okay. So it's not, you don't have it going, because I was looking at them this morning. We've got so many going right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, did Taylor have, like, did she create yours in a different way?
I don't know. She responded to it. I created mine and responded to it.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. We've had quite a few, and I didn't have phone service half of the week last week because we moved, and that was a fun joy. I ended up staying in a hotel because I was like, I had no internet, no phone, but my phone is, knock on wood, working in the new house now. I don't know what was happening. And then I stepped on my phone, which was real fun. All right. Kelsey, how are you?
Hi, sorry. I'm juggling a toddler over here. I'm okay. I actually made an appointment with a dermatologist, and I'm going in tomorrow to see what this weird rash is that started out on my stomach and has now spread to my back and my neck. So yeah, fun times.
Oh gosh. I am like, in the last couple of years, I've started getting, the reason I put the laundry detergent on there is because I've gotten the weirdest skin reactions in the last couple of years, and mine turned out to be like, I can't put any kind of like fragrance on my stomach, my side or my back. Yeah. But
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's some new allergy, because I'm already very allergic to all things nature. So I wouldn't be surprised if hormones are, you know, just making me allergic to more things. Like my dad has dermatitis, so it's a whole thing.
Pregnancy is as nature as you get.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's wild, because this pregnancy has been completely different. My first was smooth, no issues. And this one, this kid is just throwing everything at me.
Yeah. Well, this will be the one, a go-getter that goes out and changes the world.
Oh yeah. She's going to come out running.
I always say that with my daughter because she was my one that was straight OP and like fractured my tailbone. Like, oh, I had everything with her. And this kid is literally what you would expect her to be. She's like, she said to me, I didn't want to come out looking at your butt. That's what she said to me when I said she was face up. I was like, of course, thanks. But that's her personality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We always joke that this one already has a strong personality.
Well, she'll need it because she's baby number two, so.
Yeah, she's going to give her sister a run for her money.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And does anybody else have any more questions before we hop off? And I put the link in here for events. Make sure you guys do the new onboarding so you can that way, if you've just been kind of like floating around in the community, it'll give you more insight on what you can actually do inside the community and what you can find. You've probably been watching things changing. I've been changing the spaces. I always joke that I got really space happy when I created the membership and I had way too many spaces. So all the posts were so spread out that nobody was getting traction. So I've slimmed that down a little. So hopefully you guys will see more responses and the team. We've definitely created more purpose with the team responding. We've got Rebecca now. Stacy is in the community as well. She works on my team. She is a baby care expert. So she's been answering some of the questions. We've got some great experts coming in to teach workshops. So you guys have a lot coming your way. And then we've got the Fearless Birth Experience. So you guys do not have to like sign up, but if you go to the events section, you'll see all the classes. So you can go to the pop-up Facebook group and there's questions there, but just write, I'm a student. And then you don't have to answer all the questions. And one of the girls will let you into the pop-up group, or you're a member. You can write, I'm a member. All right, ladies, I will see you guys next week. Have a good week. Thanks for coming, Rebecca.